USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arkansas is one of a number of U.S. states that have seen a rise in COVID-19 cases over the last few weeks, leaving those states scrambling to respond. Governor Asa Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that he'll continue to ask his state's residents to pull together and be responsible for stopping the virus.
But it's primarily, it's individual responsibility of our citizens to do what is necessary and pull together. Increased usage of masks, you see in Arkansas, in compliance with the mask mandate that we have in place.
In El Paso, Texas, a convention center is being turned into an auxiliary hospital. The El Paso Convention Center is being turned into a 50-bed ward as hospitals in the area are dealing with a surge of COVID patients. El Paso has seen a 300% increase in hospitalizations from the virus over the last few weeks. Health officials are urging people in the area to stay home for the next 2 weeks to help reduce the strain on the city's hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Vice President Mike Pence will not go into quarantine, despite four aides, including his chief of staff, testing positive for coronavirus. Mark Short is isolating after testing positive on Saturday for the virus, but Pence will be maintaining his schedule, according to his office. That includes a Sunday evening campaign rally in North Carolina. The vice president and his wife tested negative for the virus on Saturday. The pair tested negative again on Sunday. Short is considered a close contact to the vice president, but Pence will continue his schedule, taking the precautions of mask wearing and social distancing that are in line with the CDC's recommendations for essential personnel. In a rare Sunday session, Senate Republicans voted to advance the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the floor for a full vote. That will happen Monday, despite Democratic attempts to stall a vote. The nomination is expected to pass the full Senate, with Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the only Republican, expected to vote against the nominee. No Democrat is expected to vote for Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate will vote Monday on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
The Senate is moving forward with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senators advanced her nomination today with a 51-48 vote. This came despite Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins joining Democrats. The final confirmation vote for Barrett is expected to happen on Monday. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying,
"We made an important contribution to the future of this country. A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come."
The FBI is reminding people over the weekend that scams continue to surface to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Action Sunday in the NFL saw Pittsburgh remain undefeated by beating the Tennessee Titans 27-24, and the 49ers roll the Patriots 33-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.